And welcome back to Breakthrough Sports right here on NBC Sports Radio, AM 1060. Greg, Derek, and of course joined by Adrian, D-back Nation, and of course we'll get them all set up here. Dave kind of took a little bit of a walk. I think he's going to Atlanta now to get one of those pizza cheeseburger type things, right, Derek?
I believe so. I think he also took that spin the bottle that he was talking about with him. I think he's going to get that party started early.
He went over there to do that. So, of course, yeah, you know, D-back game going on, obviously not going the way we would want it to go right now, game two against the Cards here. But, of course, you know, D-back Nation has a lot going on. And so I mentioned Adrian here with us. And I didn't get your name yet. I apologize.
Matt.
Okay, and then we have Matt with us. Yeah, so absolutely. And now with Adrian, off the top of my head, forgot, what's your last name?
Knobloch.
Okay, absolutely. any relation, even though I know you spell it differently.
Yeah.
Chuck Knobloch.
It's just a great baseball name. That's what it is, right?
It's destiny.
It makes absolutely all the sense in the world.
Yeah, and, you know, with Adrian, I know one of the founders now. And, you know, talk a little bit about D-back Nation. I know, you know, a lot of charity work. Things along those lines, you know, really a lot with the team as well. But what have you guys had going on lately? And any events or anything along those lines sort of coming up?
Right now we don't have any events planned. We're looking into the possibility of renting out the pool again or possibly the dugout and home plate suite where we just divide it and, you know, see who can make it. Other than that, we have auctions going on every week.
Nice.
On dbacknation.com. We're selling T-shirts for Evan Marshall, where we donate all the funds to pet-assisted therapy at Phoenix Children's Hospital. And all of our auction proceeds either go to Brad Ziegler's Pastime for Patriots, pet-assisted therapy programs, Tony La Russa's ARF. Whatever the players give us or the organization gives us, we allocate the funds to those particular charities.
Uh-huh.
And this week, we actually had one of a huge Cardinal fan, Kenny Salinas, donated a football to us that was signed by Calais Campbell.
Wow.
And that's on our auction going until next Sunday. And all the proceeds will go to the fallen officer's family.
Oh, yeah.
So that's a big one that we have that we're trying to raise a lot of money. Starting tomorrow, we'll have three signed balls by D-backs players. We'll have Gonzo, Corbin, and Huddy on there as well, and all the funds will go to his family.
And these guys have been very supportive, the team especially, of what you guys do for the community and all of these charity organizations, right?
Absolutely. When we first started, it was actually Tabor who brought quite a few things down, and we had a little Christmas party.
By the way, Dave Tabor is a taco guy, for those of you that may know him from Diamondbacks games. Anytime the Diamondbacks score five or more runs, Dave Tabor is on TV somewhere with his fabulous Taco Bell taco hat and his beautiful face cheering for the team. So.
Many of his different signs.
Absolutely. Yeah. Many wonderful, well-designed signs.
Beef mode.
Yes. That's
yeah.
One I'm proud of right there.
So we just started that way, and it was like we might have raised $1,200 that year. And then since then, all the players, Chris Owings, Evan Marshall, Brad Ziegler, Bob Brenly, they've always all given us things so that we can go ahead and auction those off and give the money back to whatever charity they prefer.
Right. And, nice. That's been awesome. I know she would never say this on air, but she goes through a lot to do so much of this stuff. And I know she personally does because of the fact of this stuff is so important to them. They really love this team and they love what they do.
Yeah.
And the fact that they have a chance to give back to this community has been, you know, amazing for them. And they've really done such a great job at it. And I know it's not
Thank
always
you.
Easy. It's not, because they definitely get a lot of stuff. They have a lot of auctions, and it's not always easy to run and organize, but you guys do a really good job at it.
No, I will say for regarding Matt, Matt's had so many great ideas that has really pushed us into getting online rather than running them on Twitter.
Right.
We used to just auction one thing. Now we can auction three or four. We reach a bigger audience. We get a lot of people reaching out to us because of all of the things he's done online with us.
Yeah.
So
Well, that's been great. And I know you guys have done a bunch of auctions and stuff through that website, so that's been awesome.
I'm just the IT guy, but any way I can help, I'm happy to do it.
You're a key part of it.
Well, absolutely. It's key.
I think the thing of it is that there's a lot of fan groups. A lot of teams have fan organizations, and a lot of them are really just, in my opinion, into it for themselves or into it for whatever. I feel like you guys do so much for the community. There's some other ones out there, too, like Oakland's fan base that you and I have discussed have been very helpful to the community as well.
We're actually the only one with any sports affiliation that does what we do, according to Deb Castaldo with the Arizona Diamondbacks Foundation. We don't charge a fee to be a fan with us, and we give all this back to charity. Nobody's doing both of those things. Like, think Angels and Red Sox do things where they charge a fee to be a fan, and they're just a fan, and I don't know what they do with the money.
I've seen a lot of weird fighting, especially through, like, blog sites that support teams or fan base. Like, it's weird because one thing that you see is a lot of people that are just in it in a way to make something for themselves.
Yeah.
And, I mean, even, like, the Evan Marshall T-shirt, you know, all of the proceeds go to Phoenix Children's Hospital's pet assisted therapy program. And that's not common because a lot of people will donate a portion of it or 10% or something like that. And I know that you guys have worked really hard to make sure that all of this money goes towards the cause versus other things.
100% goes to the cause. Any IT fees, anything that we have like that is all out of pocket. We take our own tickets, and if we can't make, say, a Tuesday game, we'll trade it in for a Saturday game and go through the turnstile a few times and then donate those things. So, and it's just everybody. It's not just us. It's like everybody that's included in whatever we do. We'll go to Chase and we'll leave Chase with, bags full of items because so many people are very generous and donate to us.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that's fantastic. I mean, everything that you guys with in D-Back Nation has been able to do, and, of course, Adrian Knobloch, one of the founders. Now, when did D-Back Nation start or officially kind of kick off the ground?
It was late 2012. There was Dave Tabor, again, the Taco Hat guy, Lorna Brown, who goes by LB, and I. I don't even remember really what started it. I think we were just really tired of seeing fans spread throughout the stadium.
Oh, okay.
And there was a voice in left field, a voice in right field, a voice in 301. We were not all together, and collectively together, we're much louder.
Yeah.
So we decided that we were going to make an effort to bring everybody together and meet new people and combine our efforts so that we could have a much louder voice. And at that same time, we thought, well, my daughter was already giving back to Brad Ziegler's Pastime for Patriots. And Brad was very receptive with her, so we kind of discussed giving him the proceeds of whatever we do, since we all have, like, so much D-back stuff lying around the house. So
I've seen your bobblehead collection.
Yeah, a little bit of obsession.
A little bit.
So we ended up, kind of moving in that direction. And as the years have gone on, because we actually go out, like Matt, Tabor, I, LB, we'll go out, Kathy, we'll go out to fall ball, spring training. We do extended spring. We do rookie ball outside in 120-degree weather.
Wow.
Kathy bakes for all these kids.
They are insane fans.
Yeah, they know us. They don't know a time at this point without D-Back Nation.
Right.
They know we're going to be there supporting. So as they come up, when we look at guys like Drury Owings, we've been there from the start for these kids. They see us, and they, like, even Archie Bradley, they'll motion to us, do you have anything for me to sign today? And then they'll make a point to come over to us and make sure that they take care of us. So it's definitely gotten a lot easier.
Oh, absolutely. Have you guys ever had the opportunity, as you said, with rookie ball, fall ball, all that stuff, but also to travel around to follow the D-backs on a road trip, perhaps, all together, maybe a team, rent a bus?
They've done that once or twice,
three
or ten times.
You go.
Yeah.
Well, maybe what's the best trip you guys have been on, or, the most exciting in the city that you guys really say, wow, we love being here for a game?
I wasn't there for that, but I think you guys went to Vegas and had a good experience
Go to Vegas and watched our Reno Aces. And then we've gone to, I think there was about 15 of us for that trip. We've done Colorado a few times. We were there for Drury's debut last year, which was fantastic.
Nice.
Padres, you
let
know.
Let me tell you about their San Diego Padres trip when they went there, and they got themselves a free giveaway, which was a San Diego Padres fedora, and several of them managed to transform that Padres fedora very successfully into an Arizona Diamondbacks fedora, which I absolutely adored.
We come prepared.
Yeah. They knew what they were doing.
Yeah, we had T-shirts, red T-shirts we ripped, and so we were sitting actually right next to the Diamondbacks do a yearly annual trip there. And we were sitting next to all the Diamondbacks organization, and they were like, wow, where did you guys get those? And we were like, you know, we came prepared. We came back here, and Tabor, actually, his wife, Sue, dyed the hats red. So now we have red fedoras here.
It was amazing. It was amazing.
Now, Tabor, we got to have a taco eating contest, okay? I'll jump into that, and, you know, I think I might have an opportunity, maybe.
No.
I'll embarrass myself. I'll give it a try.
Or hot wings. He's done the fire wings at Game 7.
That's all
and
you.
He's earned the fire hat.
Nice.
Yeah, this guy eats like a maniac. During the longest game at Chase, he will admit he's eaten floor food.
Oh, wow.
That somebody else left there.
David. Nachos, yeah.
No, I didn't leave the game yet. I came back and my nachos were gone, and it was you.
That makes all the sense.
It was him. Wow.
Hey, after inning like 12, anything that's on the ground is fair game.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Got an iron stomach.
Without a doubt.
And I will say that a lot of their fun, I mean, like she said, there's no fee to be a part of the D-back Nation. I mean, okay. You follow them at Real D-back Nation, and you know, when they put out these offers, they put them out to everybody. Like, if they're buying group tickets, if you're interested and you're on Twitter and you follow them, give them a shout. You know, and that's the beautiful part about it is it's truly just fans trying to meet new people and really just enjoy the game of baseball. I think that they are, I hate to say it, fans the right way. But, like, you know, they might have their gripe about an outing or whatever, but they're truly, like, diehard fans that support the team through thick and thin. And they know, like, even in two seasons ago when it was, an almost 100-loss season, they were still there, you know, at the games, you know, 159 and 160 because that's what you do for the team that you love. And, you know, regardless win or lose, I feel like that's lost in baseball now. I think a lot of people just because of the long season. I mean, it's not just, you know, the team's fault, but it's hard to still be interested after, you know, 5 months of team being bad.
Right. Well, as you mentioned, win or lose, baseball is just a lot more fun when you're with a group of people. When you're with friends, it's just a much more enjoyable experience.
Yeah, you guys make it fun. And, I mean, you've made it fun for me because I know that being in the press box for me has always been kind of a bit of a stale experience. It's very sterile. There's no cheering in the press box. There's no crying in the press box.
What?
Yeah, none of that. None of that's allowed. You know, and that's the thing, too, is for me, I enjoy coming down and like, even in a, you know, 9-0 blowout, these guys are still somewhere in the stadium having a fun time.
Absolutely.
And if you're a person that, you know, is looking to hang out with other like-minded fans like that, you know, and I know it's hard because fans tend to get down really fast. And I mean, baseball is a game where, yes, you could be out of it in April, but, you know, you also can be still in it throughout the whole season. And there's no real reason to start, you know, lamenting and turning in your fan memorabilia in May when we haven't even come close to the halfway point yet. So I think it's important to learn how to be, you know, a good fan that enjoys the game instead of being like live or die with wins and losses. And if your team's not doing good, then not even watching or supporting the team.
Even if we have a bad season, if we beat LA one game, we're like,
it's the, you know, it's the best.
Yeah, that, we're holding on to that.
That's why Tabor's amazing, man. Even they could lose, but hey, man, five runs still feels like a win with tacos.
Yeah, there you go.
You know where he is at 4:00 the
next
day.
And no, and that's great. I mean, that's a big part of it. I mean, with baseball, any sport, but especially with baseball, I mean, enjoy the game, and when you have great fans and friends with you there, you know, even if it is a tough loss, it's like, well, whatever, we'll bounce back. But, you know, we all get to hang out and you know, and enjoy the game. Now, Adrian, what's the Twitter and also a website where fans could visit?
Our Twitter is at Real D-back Nation, and then our website is dbacknation.com.
Mm-hmm.
We also have Facebook, D-back Nation, Instagram, D-back Nation. So we're trying to cover all of our bases and make sure that, you know, we welcome everybody, no matter what social media they're on, and that we reach everybody in order to raise more funds for you know, everything that we do. So
absolutely, and again, no S in that.
No S.
As you told me there.
Yeah.
There, one of the times the other day when I typed it in, and I knew what the site was, but you know, rather than going through history, you know, I quickly typed it in. I put an S, and it said, "Oh, like the site's down, whatever." And I'm like, wait, what's going on? And then I noticed that.
That's the thing to remember. No S in D-Back Nation.
Yes,
that guy redirects to us every once in a while. He's a pretty cool guy.
Hey, there you go.
But unfortunately, none of us are rolling so big that, you know, we're going to buy that off of him yet.
Absolutely. And now, Matt, you know, we could ask this question, everyone here. What's your favorite D-Back's memory that you've had? I mean, obviously, you know, the World Series, you know, all that stuff. But, you know, anything else that kind of stands out to you? And, you know, when you...
For myself, personally, myself and Lorna Brown recently took a trip out to New York for the Hall of Fame induction.
Wow,
so,
okay.
A trip to Cooperstown to see Randy Johnson inducted has got to rank up there. I think that's one of my all-time favorite moments.
Oh, absolutely. That's fantastic. And Adrian?
You know what? I honestly don't really have a favorite moment because every year there's something that just trumps the next one. Obviously, I love winning a World Series, but really, I mean, I don't have a favorite player because I pretty much like most of them.
Yeah.
And to me, you know, if something great happens right now and we win, you know, then this is my favorite game.
Exactly. a big-time comeback. And who knows? I mean, the way that happens... It is always exciting. And I want to ask real quick before we get to Taco Dave here about his favorite moment. Were you guys all here, though, when they won the World Series?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right, perfect. And now, Dave, your favorite moment?
Ooh.
Yeah. Besides the World Series.
Same year, Father's Day 2001, I took my dad to that game. I think Schilling pitched, beat the Tigers. Womack hit a grand slam, and it was a really funny moment because I grew up really like punky, like a punk kid, like a real arty kind of thing, and my dad did not know what to make of me. So I got the tickets, and he was even just like, I don't even know you were into that kind of stuff. I'm like, yeah, I don't know what you're doing. And so it's really, really hilarious because me and my wife will joke, like, when we started going out, like, I wasn't even into sports, and now we're, like, season ticket holders going on 6 years. And part of it that is, the game is so much better in the park. It is just, like, you can see where the outfielders are being placed. I mean, you know, in TV, they gotta really focus on the ball, but... Yeah, there's just something about being at the yard. It's really a beautiful thing.
Absolutely, yeah. Especially, I mean, summertime, and of course, you know, the weather-wise, hot out here, but you know, roof closed, so you know, it's nice and just kind of relaxing.
It's our church.
Absolutely.
That's where we all go on Sunday together.
Yeah, without a doubt, there you are, and then you know, as you mentioned, Adrian, about maybe renting out the pool again at some point, and. Any thoughts, and you might have mentioned this, though, on when that could be possibly? I mean, I know maybe no specific date, but...
Second half of the season.
Oh, sure.
So we usually try to pick a decent game. Diamondbacks have been really great with us where they give us a little bit of a discount, and then we try to squeeze as many people as we can in there and divide it up. Mm-hmm. So we just try to work at, I don't know, what works best for everybody and what they can do to accommodate us with a decent price.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And so, yeah, great stuff going on, not just, you know, with D-Back Nation, but, you know, and hopefully with the team. I know sort of a slow start, you know, after some major additions this offseason, but sometimes it takes a little time to get acclimated. And, you know, starting with Matt. I mean, your thoughts, first of all, let's say we ignore what's going on, but in the off season, I mean, how excited were you, you know, bringing in a guy like Greinke? And then, you know, even though, yes, they may have given up a lot for Shelby Miller, you still get a guy that should be a top-of-the-rotation type pitcher, so you get bring in two guys like that. I mean, your thoughts?
I was extremely excited. The organization showed the willingness to spend your money, go out and get talent, and they showed the commitment. They were committed to winning. So... I was extremely excited. I thought they had the pieces in place to win a championship. I still think that.
Yeah.
Once everything comes together, I think we should see a strong finish to the season and 2017 is going to be really special, I think.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And you got to remember, too, the NL West, especially right now, in general. I mean, yeah, the Giants had been playing better, but other than that, I mean, the Dodgers aren't playing well, and, you know, the Rockies.
It's all Rockies. It's a weird year.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's still that excellent opportunity once things start to kind of get into place and kind of go from there. And, you know, Adrian, your thoughts. I mean, obviously in the offseason, the excitement in terms of, as Matt said, you know, adding those big pieces and showing that we're here, we're ready to win. One, your excitement level, and two, I mean, you know, what do you expect from the club right now in terms of turning it around?
Oh, excitement was crazy. We were actually at the uniform unveiling the night before when we saw Stewart and LaRussa and everybody run, and I think that was in the back of our heads at that point because we're dreamers, you know.
Yeah.
And when they announced it, it was like everybody's phone just went crazy, and it was, I mean, it was a... It was probably our best Christmas present collectively.
Right.
And the slow start, I don't know. I never expect that we would have done this good, even on the road right now, just because we didn't have all the pieces, per se. We have a lot of kids.
Sure.
So my expectations is that 2017 is going to be a fantastic year.
Oh, yeah. And then, so, you know, Pollock will be back for a full season with that. I mean, unfortunate right before the regular season to have that happen.
Right. I mean, even today's game, Dave just pointed out that, hey, we have everybody who plays second in the outfield.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
You know, that those were not our expectations, obviously. But I really feel like next year would be our year to run with it because I'm hopeful that the Giants and the Dodgers don't spend any more cash. I think the realization of everybody they traded to get where they were the last every other even year, you know, has kind of done them in with their farm system.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And you know, Dave, of course, you know, and you were at the Jersey the night before and all that. And, but, you know, after the news of Greinke, I mean, did you do anything out of the ordinary? Extra excitement to your already exciting?
I yelled a lot. Like,
yeah.
I think when we got him, I initially had to – I checked multiple pages to make sure that it was actually real. Because I napped when it happened, and I got up, and it was 40 minutes after they said they got him. I kept checking, like, okay, is this real Ken Rosenthal?
Right.
is this the real MLB? And I'm super excited. I think Miller's going to work out eventually. I think it's kind of like all of us have bought something off of a credit card that we probably regret, and it costs a little bit more in the long run than it does than you probably should have paid initially. But I think he's going to settle down.
Yeah.
I think it's just about knowing guys, getting used to the park. And I think once everybody kind of settles in, I mean, I haven't lost hope for this year.
Heard you ran naked down the street with your taco hat.
I did hear that as well.
Was that fake Ken Rosenthal too?
No. I've never done anything like that with
Ken. Was there actually running with you during it? You had your interview during that. And
yeah.
It was fantastic.
No, but it is even funny because I have friends that root for other teams, shocker. And a buddy of mine, big Dodger fan, we were talking like a couple days later, and he was like, when I heard the news, I thought of you. And I wasn't as upset because you're a good guy. So it was like a weird kind of moment that for some people I'm actually synonymous with them in their mind. It's kind of funny. So.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I remember when I had heard earlier that they had jumped into it, and I think it was out there a little bit, but it sounded like actually he was about to sign with the Giants. They were, I think, the runner-up, and so it was interesting because I was on my way to the Anthem outlets or something. And, you know, I try not to, you know, go online while I'm driving. No one else do this. It's wrong. But I'm getting off the freeway, and I'm like, okay, let me go to MLBTradeRumors.com real quick, see if there's any updates, you know. Maybe Greinke signed, you know, with the Giants, or maybe somehow the Dodgers jump back in. Wait, he signs with the D-backs. And the same thing with me. I mean, I literally pulled over the car. Went to Twitter. Oh, okay, Ken Rosenthal saying it too. Really him, you know, and other guys, Heyman and other reporters like that. And
Law.
I just couldn't believe it. Yeah, Keith Law.
The D-backs have been pretty good about that in recent past, being really quiet about their transactions and coming out of nowhere, surprising the whole industry.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Ever since KT.
Yeah, it's been absolutely amazing. But, we have Precus going on right now. We weren't talking about that. Nyquist did not win, according to Dave. Dave Pard won, Dave Isaac, and then, of course, Dave Tabor, Mr. Taco here. So you didn't hear that off the air, but, yeah, I guess Nyquist lost the race. Okay. Just sad. Well, we're winding down here, the show coming to an end, flew by, but again, always a fun time, and we look forward. I mean, a lot of the other events that we have as well during our show, do more stuff with D-Back Nation, and because, it's just great what you guys are doing, and I don't know if it ended yet. No, it's still on 6-2 now.
Tying run at the plate.
Yeah, so, hey, who knows? The donuts, the delicious donuts. May
we're
have
only a
there.
Grand slam away from winning.
Yeah, change the habit.
You know, we're tying.
Yeah, and, I won't say anything else on it. I knock on, there we go.
Rally hat.
Dave, getting going there with that. But, before we go once again, another reminder on D-Back Nation's Twitter as well as website and other social media.
Okay, it's at Real D-Back Nation and then dbacknation.com.
So, absolutely.
Thank you.
Yeah, very special thanks, Taco Dave Tabor and Matt, and of course Adrian Knobloch, one of the founders of D-Back Nation, and Derek Montilla. It's great to see him again. Used to a lot together. It's been a while, but
I think thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. Yeah, we'll have to do it again soon.
And
talk more D-backs and everything going on in the baseball world and. Of course, the long season. Unfortunately, it does look like this one ended, but they'll bounce back tomorrow.
Hey, they've been really good on the road, man, and that's one thing that's nice to see. It's not easy to win on the road. I'd like them to figure out what's going on at home for sure, but it's definitely a good sign to see that they're able to win on the road so often.
Absolutely, and we're broadcasting from Lakeside Bar and Grill here in Peoria. This is NBC Sports Radio AM 1060. We'll see you guys next week.